episode 41 of Anime Pacific, and I'm your host.
41.
Co-host.
Very excited.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your co-host, Alex, operating at...
Resident Underling, more like it.
Yes. Okay, Resident Underling, Alex, operating at, I'll say, 85% efficiency. Unlike last week, where I was a total zombie, desperate to finish the podcast and get back into the bed, which Dane dragged me from to record the show. Come snore sleep.
Not the first time I've had to pull you out of bed.
Yeah. Well, I know you're good at pulling stuff from the bed. Hunga.
Well, except this time I had like three cowboys to fight.
Yes. Anyways. Yeah. What's that expression? No sleet, nor snow, nor... I don't know. There's some postal thing. Anyways, we have to get this show going every week, no matter what, so... I don't know.
Yes. Being the good gentleman that we are.
Although, I don't know how it's going to work over the next month or so. Because,
No, nor I. But I'm sure we'll come up with...
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm moving, and I'm not going to have, like, internet. Like, right now, we've been... like recording the show from like either my hotel room or which I've been staying at for the past, you know, 4 weeks, or like I come back to Kelowna here and I record some from my parents' computer. So, we purchased a new place. We're moving in and it's completely empty. There's no furniture. There's nothing there. So it's going to take us a few weeks to set up. Like it doesn't have internet access. So it depends on how glacially slow the, internet installers are going to be on setting me up there. So I don't know. It might be you might have to do the show solo for a couple weeks at least.
Yes. Well,
I'm sure
it'll be a great
do.
Loss.
Yes. you'll just like we'll just like pre-record me saying like you're gay, Dane.
Oh man.
Or yeah. Or yeah. Or ha ha ha. Ha or
I swear he was 18.
Or. Very interesting. Stuff like that.
Yes. Well, speaking
include...
of interesting,
yeah, go ahead.
I recall that last week, or the week before, I mentioned that a very interesting referral.
Oh, yeah, it
I
was
saw,
like...
Oh, PSP.
It was like gay porn or something.
Gay porn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right, and there was like a new referrer. It was like Great Dane Blowing Guys or something. What was it?
No. The new referrer is someone from Kansas, Garden City.
A lot of hillbillies and rednecks and I guess fudge packers. We'll see. Okay.
He used MSN to search for Great Dane Penis Size.
Oh my god.
I imagine he's referring to the dog.
That's hilarious.
But I know. I mean, obviously we've used the word great. Obviously, more than anything else, we've used the word Dane. Probably second is penis.
Penis, yes.
And I assume size must have been mentioned at least once.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was like, you know, Dane's penis, 3 inches, and it's coincidentally the same as the same size as the dog Dane. So I'm sure it
was probably. Yeah, I'm sure the only way Alex would be found on MSN search
is
if some
world's...
grandmother needed a new thimble to for her sewing. Thimble size, cheap, Alex.
I'm not cheap.
Yeah, well.
I don't know about the other part, but you have to ask him. I object to cheap characterization.
Okay, yes, I do apologize. You've just
you're
bought a
cheap,
house after
if anything.
All.
Man, we were traveling around in Japan, and this, like, I'm spending a fortune. And like, at the time, he's probably making more money than I do, and we're bombing around Japan. And I'm paying for all the expressway costs and gasoline. This guy doesn't chip in anything. So there's cheap. And then like, he's like,
nope.
Oh, I'll buy you a game later. Meanwhile, it's like... it's like a year later, and I've got Zippo, so there's cheap.
No, I will go on recorded record as saying that is absolutely true.
Okay.
Because...
it was true.
I mean, I had a lot of expenses, but I will surely be.
Oh yeah, and to fly there, he flew Indian Airlines, okay, and this like
that
he could have flown like Cathay Pacific or JAL or something and like chosen his dates at will, but he flows Indian Air, and
that was
like
the only
like a 747 from like the 70s, and the music, like the music is like bong 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 bong, you know.
No, actually, it's funny you mention that because there actually was this music video, and it was one of those videos that could have been from 1981 or it could have been from 2007.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
Well, no,
like
it was kind of in this disco, okay. And this sort of curly-haired guy sees this woman, and he does this sort of this orgasmic jubilant face, like, "Oh, she's the girl of my dreams." And it just kept playing, but this guy, I mean, he it was fashion suicide. And I'm not a fashion guy.
Yeah,
I'm sure it must have been some famous singer from the 70s. But thank you. Yes. Anyway, it goes on record that yes, I will be. I've just bought a new place also, but I will.
Yeah, it goes on record.
Work my fingers to the bone to buy Alex.
Ass.
Unreal Tournament 2000 and Unreal Tournament 3.
Yes. All right, we'll yeah. see.
Yes. Well, he suggested Red Orchestra, and I said, Alex, no, because it's just not... It's too cheap. You deserve better.
Okay, well, that part was true also, because I got tired of... You know, it's like the thing where you said you'd mail me those DVDs, and it was like, oh, yeah, I just mailed them. And then, like, 2 weeks later, dang, when do you think they'll arrive? Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't mailed them yet. I'll mail them tomorrow, I promise. Well, and then 2 weeks later, hey, Dane,
Alex,
I haven't gotten them
yet. Your mail slot is always full.
Shut up.
Sorry. Well, also, another little bit of site news, so to speak, is that in Feedburner, although we've had downloads for a long time, but it said 101 listeners.
Yeah, we broke 100. No, that wasn't like the official. That was like the Feedburner like daily download stats, which I guess is what it is. We had like on guess the Thursday or Wednesday, I guess we had like 100 downloads that day. So that was, you know, great. And that's like a milestone. It's back down to like 90 now. And of course, like the actual downloads per episode have been like, you know, 120, 130, I think is our like average. Yep. But yeah, but to get that official sort of counter up above 100, I think you hit like 101. That's like a real milestone. So we can like puff ourselves up and insult other shows that we don't need anymore now.
That's right. So I made a promise. So
you gonna like
Anime Genesis?
You gonna rag on
more like
now?
Anime Mass Exodus. Budum chink.
Is that the one?
Okay.
Is that the one? Which one is the one? Binu's in Anime Pulse, right?
No, he's Anime Genesis.
Oh, he's Anime Genesis. Okay, so you're being sarcastic there.
Yes.
Okay. Now you can feel free to rag on Anime Pulse now. Go ahead. That's the one that Dane actually hates.
I don't hate Anime Pulse.
Pulse. Yes, you love Anime Pulse.
Anime Pulse? I ain't getting a reading from this one. I don't know.
No, but yes.
Let's just go through the list.
Have you noticed Binu's new Skype?
That's right.
Because we like, just for you guys don't listen. Like we make fun of like Duo Matrix and Binu. Those are the that's the brain trust behind Anime Genesis. And Duo Matrix has this like uber manly like quote next to his name that we make fun of, you know, every month or so. and why don't you read it this week, Dane? The Duo Matrix.
Think Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, A Dark Alley.
Yeah, and think
a detective leaving the building.
Okay, yeah, and there's like a shadowy figure coming out of the shadows. Okay, go ahead, read it now.
Da-dum. And then start narration. My world. Da-da-dum. Is a cage of blood. Even... Shit, I forgot it. My world is a cage of blood.
Even though... No. It's even... Okay, you screwed that up big time. My turn. My world is a cage of blood. Even if I manage to escape the stain, stay with me. and then the figure comes out of the shadows, and it's like, hi, I'm the new Matrix. So
we've tracked the boomer to the corner. He is emerging from the shadows.
Hey, you guys, I'm Dual Matrix. Yuggly doobly.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I have a right to make fun of the voice because I knew the whole time that Dual Matrix was a guy. You have no right to make those cracks because you're the one who screwed that up. So if you go back and listen like 20 episodes ago, you know.
Oh, it was longer than that, I think.
Yeah, it was like the first 10 episodes maybe. And you know, Dan kept referring to Dual Matrix as a chick. And he cut the offending bits out. And I was like, are you sure? I'm pretty sure he's a guy. He's like, no, he's totally female. Or she's totally a guy. He was laughing at me that I thought he was a guy.
I did that on recorded air.
Yeah,
so, you know,
and he
I
cut that offending
that.
Bit out. And because after he noticed it, after he realized his error. Anyway, so that's why I sort of rag on Dual Matrix a bit. But anyway, so he's got this really uber... uber manly quote, and you listen to him, and it, anyways, and then so Beano has got, because we make fun of this like at least once a month, and so Beano has changed his comment to insert over masculine comment here. That was great.
Yeah. Good job, Beano. We like it.
Yes, it's very good. Mm.
Yes.
Anyways,
so let's continue on ragging our other podcasts now that we're just so popular.
Yes. No, we love other
destroy podcasts. All podcasts. Just destroy one is good enough. Badum chink. This is good.
No, I love all other podcasts. They're all great. Okay. Did you want to mention our glorious link from Anime Cool News?
Yes, we will link to from Ain't It Cool News, Scott Green's Ain't It Cool News anime column. So that was very exciting. And I don't recall, didn't we on air, or did we, was this just a private conversation? Didn't one of us rag on Ain't It Cool News?
Me? Not me.
Not the anime section.
I didn't even know there. Huh? I didn't even know there was an anime section, to be honest. Because at the top, like,
oh, no,
until
I,
you told me, at the top there's cool news, coaxial news, and then reviews. You know, like I go there once in a while to check out like movie news and TV news. Like I never really scroll down beyond like the halfway point. But he's right. Like at the very bottom, there's like a comic section, an anime section, and I've never actually like scrolled down that far before to notice those. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I like Ain't It Cool News, but didn't...
It wasn't
I
that ragged on it. Like, I don't think... Unless it was, like, Harry is a bit of a... You know, he's like you. He likes everything.
I don't like everything. No, I think it was because we were talking about the whole thing about how...
Godzilla.
Yeah, well, you know, lots of... insider stuff. I think that's what it was about.
No, I don't
but,
know.
But, yeah.
I don't know.
So, yep. Anyway, I do enjoy Ain't It Cool News, and I do read Scott Green's anime Ain't It Cool News stuff there. Well, I mean, I go to Ain't It Cool News, and I have an anime podcast, so of course I always want to hear people's opinions on...
Well, okay, so anyways, we got linked... Now, the question is, does he actually listen to the show? I think that's, you know, probably unlikely. I think we've discovered that if you type in Google, which is what I think he did, like, he was doing the story on, like, the fall season, right, of anime, obviously.
Yep.
And, you know, he was linking to a whole bunch of fall season stuff. And at the bottom, he's like, you know, other people have talked about the fall season, and autumn season, and he links to us. So what I think he did was he went, if you go into Google and type like autumn 2007 anime, you know, we come up on the first page apparently.
Yeah.
So.
There's a Kenshiro Hokuto no Ken real action hero figure at the Ain't It Cool News, which has just got me drooling.
Yeah, we should discuss some of the stuff. Like now that we brought it up, we can discuss some of the stuff he's got on there. Yeah, I mean, he's got this. First of all, I like the Look at that chick. Now.
Yes, he's got a whole bunch of different sections here, all sorts of different news and then upcoming figures, and the one up the top is the Witchblade one, which I know the TV run of Witchblade, they cut out a lot of the more revealing skin and painted over it or something, but on DVD. Fuckers. On DVD though, it's uncut. TV show they restore.
Bloody Americans always up to their tricks. Yeah.
And there's lots of cool Death Note stuff.
So she's like chopping off heads. That's okay. But a little bit of skin. Is, yes. Oh no, we can't have that. Oh my god. You know, I just watching this bit on the news channel. It goes back to like you know, this is from years ago though, of course. Like John Ashcroft, he was the Attorney General before Gonzalez. This is going back like three, four years, and
that little mouse is the
not
Attorney
Speedy
General.
Gonzalez. No. That's so racist and unbelievable. There's a lot of like Spanish people have like Gonzalez is the last name. But anyways, he just resigned like a couple weeks ago. But there was like the statue of like justice, the goddess, like his goddess of justice.
Yep, I know the,
the
blind
and,
woman.
You know, she had like it was a statue, okay, and it was art, and it had like the sort of the toga deal, but so one boob was sticking out, you know. So guess what he did? He had a curtain put over the statue.
Oh,
this is like
at
the Department of Justice, you know, where they do like the news conferences and stuff. They put a fucking curtain over the statue. A statue, okay? It's like that Simpsons episode where the statue of David comes to Springfield,
David,
and they had to like
right.
censor out the. You know, it's David's doodle at, you know. It really is, just like that. Fucking American. Anyways, it's just unbelievable. Speaking of Americans, this is kind of, we're going to go off topic a bit. Like,
we have to be saved from sin, Alex, or we'll be left behind.
No, I love Americans. I wasn't sarcastic at all. Okay.
Now, let's talk about those Swedish.
No, we love Swedish. Is it the Swedish or the? I think it is the Swedish. They're taking in all those Iraqi refugees. And I think it's the Swedish or the Finnish. I don't know. One of those Scandinavian countries are taking in all these Iraqi refugees. And this one town has taken in more refugees than all of all of America combined. You know. There we go.
Sweden.
I mean, I think Canada should be stepping up too. I mean, there's this huge problem. Anyway, I don't want to go way off the topic. Anyways, look back to what I was talking about.
In Australia, they'd lock them in a jail.
I've got all my money still stuck in Japan, and the fucking Canadian dollar is just going up and up, and now it's reached parity with the American dollar now, which is like a huge milestone. It's like the highest Canadian dollar has been in like 30 years. And then, you know, of course, a lot of Canadians are going south to the States now to buy stuff because. You know, things are now, you know, the things are priced here as if, like, the dollar was still at 65 cents, you know. So, like, you go to the bookstore and you see, like, a hardcover book, $38 in Canada, $23 in the United States. You know, you're like, what the fuck? So a lot of people, you know, the hell with this, and they're going to, like, why isn't it the same, you know. So, anyways, my point is that, you know, having lived in Japan for 5.5 years... I collected a lot of yen, and it's all sitting in the bank there, because for like the last like 2 years, okay, like when I first went to Japan, this was at like literally like the day before 9/11 in 2001, okay.
Yeah, we both arrived on September
10th
the
or 9th or something. Yeah.
10th, yeah, that's right.
And I remember like I remember converting my money into yen, and it was like at 73. Especially after 9/11, like the Canadian dollar tanked, and so it was like at 73 cents, like 73, like one Canadian dollar got you 73 yen, okay.
Yeah.
So, like bad for me converting Canadian to yen. So, but I was earning money in yen, so I was like, I'm making a lot of money in Canadian currency, and slowly over the last 5 years, the Canadian dollar has been like increasing. So like this whole time I was like, I'm waiting to ship my money back to Canada to convert it into Canadian money. But I was always like, it hit like 80, and I was like, oh, I'll wait till it falls back to 75, then I'll convert. Then it hits, like, you know, 90. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'll wait till it gets back down to 85 at least before I convert. You know, I'm not going to be greedy. And then it goes, like, 95. Oh, God damn it. I should have converted. I'll wait. Back goes back to 90. And this whole sort of process. And it finally hits 100 in the last year. And it's like, so it's like $1 is 100 yen. I was like, oh, fuck. Why didn't I convert at 95? You know, okay, this time I'm really gonna like just fall a couple yen and then I'll be happy. Fall to like 98, so I'm not complete, or 97, so I don't feel like such a fucko, you know. And then no, it doesn't. It just keeps on. It goes 1105. Fuck! Falls back to 100. I'll convert 110, 115 now. Okay, so it's like at par with it. So it's like 115. So now, you know, one Canadian dollar gets me 115 yen. But all my money's in fucking yen. So now 115 yen gets me one Canadian dollar. So I'm like losing. I'm taking it in the ass both ways now. When I went there, I got screwed. Now coming back, I'm getting screwed. But I refuse to do that. Like, I'm leaving my money in the bank in Japan until the fucking dollar goes down again. And I could be waiting a long time.
This is fantastic for when you're not here, because I've got all these great sound bites now. Oh, I'm taking it in the ass both ways, and it won't go down, and oh,
right.
Man.
You will not fantastic. Stoop to...
Well... Well...
Yeah, you would, actually.
Okay,
I've got lots of quotes of you talking about your wiener and shoving it in, and, you know, and...
Yes. But I've got, well, I was going to say that I've got the sound files, but that's not true anymore, because...
Oh, you're right. I can bleep those out. You don't have this sound.
Oh, shite.
Oh, excellent.
No. Okay. I won't. Don't worry. Otherwise, it'll be a bastard of me for me
yes.
to edit.
All right. Very good.
But I know exactly how you feel with the exchange rate. Although I don't plan on ever moving back to Australia, I obviously visit there every year to see my family. When I first left for Hong Kong, the exchange rate was 4-1. That is four Hong Kong dollars for one Australian dollar.
Well, that's because the
so I was like,
Hong Kong dollar is tied to the American dollar, eh?
Yeah, that's right. So back then I was Donald Trump. I even had a big boffy haircut. And now I'm, you know...
Yeah, and it's crap because the American dollar is crap.
6.8
and there's
no
prospect of it getting any better.
6.8. I mean, that's abysmal.
Yeah. Well, the abysmal. You know, the Australian economy is doing well, and the Americans are in shit. You know, Bush, his Republican buddies with their huge tax cuts fucked up the economy, and now, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, here, the problem is we've got too much money. The government's been running surpluses the last 15 years. You know, we've been in surplus the last 15 years.
Hong Kong's been having a surplus,
too. And nobody runs deficits here anymore. I don't understand what they're doing down there. So, anyways, I don't want to go delve off too much into politics. So,
coming up.
Yeah. So
on,
let's get back to the
Kissing
anime.
Henry
yeah.
Kissinger?
I can just imagine the angry emails from people who don't like us when we go off topic. So, let's get back onto Scott Green's blog here and these spooge-worthy characters. Especially for you and your
I like
your attempt at a figurine sideline with it went disastrously wrong. I knew that was a disaster
the space
for the first
adventure.
Time you told me. Oh, I bought a figurine. Well, I'm going to put it together and paint it. And I think the first sign was when you like subcontracted out half the labor to Connie and told her to start doing it. That's when I knew things were headed for trouble, I think.
But... Well, actually, I would have finished that, but then I found another plaza where they assembled and pre-painted the characters for you, and it was like some of them were actually cheaper than the unpainted versions. I guess they obviously went somewhere in China and said, look, paint it for us.
That's a good idea.
And we'll give you a buck. And they, you know... And another thing is the eyes. They use some sort of stickers for the eyes. You can't paint on these eyes, and I was trying to paint on these eyes, so that explains some of it.
Or that you just but bit off more than you can chew, and you suck.
That
you
too.
Need to print something. It's like it brings up to mind another Simpsons quote where it's like Simpson like Homer like was telling Bart attempted to like learn the guitar or something. He wasn't good right away, You know, so Homer was like,
if something's too hard to do, it's
yeah,
not
you've
worth
learned
doing.
One of the great lessons in life, Bart. Is, you know, if something's you know too hard to do and you're not good at it right away, it's not worth doing. You quit. That's Dane's living that advice.
Well, I didn't do it straight away though.
Well, but, it took you a week.
Yeah.
Or a couple episodes of good
fodder.
Well,
it was on and off.
I guess.
Besides this splooge-worthy Hokuto no
Ken, I have a lot. Like, almost all these like female figures, it's always like panties are showing, or it's like the skirt is lifting.
Oh,
up,
I know.
Chicks in.
If you have this in your possession,
girl in
you
bikinis.
Won't. You will be left behind.
Yeah, that's right.
Left behind.
It's to sell in the States. They'd have to really have curtains around them.
I saw this really funny parody video called Sin Trek Left Behind, and it's like Star Trek mixed with that, you know, Left Behind. For those of you that don't know, it's like this American like book series, and there's a game where, you know, the rapture has come and all the non-Christian sinners are left behind on Earth. Except this was Sin Trek, so they're just like flying around space. And well, I don't want to give too much away. It's very funny. But anyway,
anything in,
anime yes. figurine, Space Adventure Cobra collection figures, looks absolutely awesome.
You notice the Death Note?
And
the
as
Death
you know,
Note is almost like a doll. This chick, she's actually like clothed, which is a nice change. 12-inch figure, but. I'm sure that the skirt like lifts up. You can see it's like made out of. I'm sure there's like some fancy underwear underneath that.
Well, Death Note isn't really. It's not the sort of, you know, it's a very dark kind of series, so it's not going to be.
I don't know. Still.
There's not no moe character in there or anything, but, you know, the quality is really good of these things. They got
they
you know
better
real
be for
clothes
the
on.
Price.
Them.
I mean, you can buy. Like they want like $100 on average for some of these things.
Well, the Japanese are famous for exploiting their fan base.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean,
but,
like going in Akihabara. I mean, I walk around there, you know, all the time. They're talking. Yeah, I mean, you're talking thousands of yen. Bloody crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
But that's what people pay. And Bandai Visual know that, and that's. Or at least they think that Americans are going to pay the same as what they're going to do in Japan. Japan, which now has a problem with reverse importing because, you know, it's a lot cheaper to get the American version than it is to get the Japanese
version.
Yeah,
and all region DVD players, you know, of course, they're available everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the idea of regions. It just sickens me. And all it's going to encourage me to do is pirate things.
Well, I think with or without, you'd be doing that anyway.
Well, it's not making it any easier. But, you know, it's actually, speaking of Bandai Visual, I am a huge Wings of Onyamas fan. It's one of my favorite movies ever, Japanese or not, or anime or not. And I know they've released The Wings of Onyamas on Blu-ray, and they've also released it on HD DVD for like, I don't know, $80 US. But at the same time, I find myself kind of stuck because I'm such a fan of that movie that I probably would pay that, but then I'm doing exactly what they want to do, and that's exploit the hardcore fans and anyone
don't
who
pay
is,
that, Dane. Fight the power.
You know, not a hardcore fan. Yeah, I'll have to have it. Maybe I'll wait until it goes down, or until Bandai shut down. I mean, Genion. I don't know if you heard about this, Alex, but Genion, who was once Pioneer, and they had a hand in a lot of Japanese series. Because, well, you know, Pioneer's a Japanese company. They just pretty much died in America. Genion, one of the biggest anime distributors, they just died. At first, it was said that ADV would handle Genion's titles, past and future, and the Genion label would sort of still exist, I suppose, in name only. And then another news item broke out that the ADV Genion deal was cancelled But Genion had already, you know, completely fired 80% of their staff. So, as it is right now, no one really knows what exactly is going to be.
You see this happening. Thing on? We're sort of delving into actually news, like, but so I'm not sure if we should continue or not. But you see this thing on Bandai Visual USA announces Jinro in Blu-ray. You know, I remember seeing that in the cinema in Hong Kong. But it says here it was set in the 1950s, alternate history. I don't remember that. I never even realized that.
I don't know that either. I mean, some of these,
I never noticed that at all. It just seemed like, you know, a bunch of guys with their sort of MD Geist-ish, you know, power suits beating the shit out of people. I mean, I never really noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're charging $80 for the Blu-ray. It comes with a whole bunch of 20-page booklet.
Well,
522-page storyboard book. So, I don't know. They're really going to town there.
Yeah, well, that's... You know, at least if you're going to charge a lot, you should include a lot. But while we're still on this topic, do you remember... any of you listening, remember when we were talking about a 3D animation coming from the same studio who made Appleseed called Vexil, and it was about Japan being isolated. Remember we talked about and you said it'd be really interesting if they
were... It's interesting if what?
Well, if they really showed how Japan be self-sustaining.
And you gotta finish that thought for people who can't remember.
Well, the reason I brought that up is that it is coming to Hong Kong cinemas next week with English and Chinese subtitles.
Excellent.
So,
you can give us a...
Yeah, so hopefully I'll
review.
Be able to
but it won't
check
be
that out.
Next week.
Yeah, and yes. Well, it should also be noted that for those of you in the past who have been burnt by bootleg DVDs, that does not represent Hong Kong subtitles. I mean, if you go to the cinema and you see something with English subtitles, the English subtitles are usually very good.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially if it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those
it's not going to be like,
just
you know...
Just use, like, Google Translator or something and...
Oh, yeah. And it's all done in the mainland anyway. So, yep. Yeah, it's about Japan leaving the United Nations, going into isolation. They've blocked the islands with an ultramagnetic field. And it becomes completely isolated. And then the U.S. government sends in a special forces team called SWORD. Led by a...
See, that sounds stupid already.
Yes, led by a female commander, Vexil. So they... You go, girl!
Well, I don't know.
To see what is happening with
sounds
Japan.
Stupid.
So,
I hope they don't turn the Americans into the bad guy.
I
mean, why? I went on this rant before, but just so depressing. Why do they have to be like? It's always the Americans are the bad guys now. I know Bush is not popular around the world, but now it seems like in a lot of what was the other anime where the bad guys again?
The cockpit.
The cockpit.
They weren't really.
I was just talking about
the
one where they were the bad
guys.
Or maybe it was a bit like Moonlight Mile. That was it, Moonlight Mile, where the Americans are going their own way. I don't know. It just seems depressing that like it used to be like you had the Russians as the bad guys or the Chinese. Now it's the Americans.
Well, they're going around the world bombing
not
every
country. But I
not every country.
See,
yet.
Disdain is the voice of the loony left, so that explains international loony left especially, so that explains
I
think of the people who made this show, and they're like, oh, of course the Americans are the bad guys, look what they're doing. But if you look at, like, I don't know, just for me it just seems a bit I have no idea how this show's going to turn out, and maybe it'll turn out where it's like these guys are just actually just seeing what's going on, and they're not like, I don't know, trying to, like, bring down the government or something. But, I mean, I don't know. It depends how.
I don't mind. You know, Americans being bad guys, but I just mind the sort of the, oh, Japan is the victim again. Woe is us. Oh.
Flowers for all.
Let us bring flowers to the people of Manchuria, our new brothers. You know, it's
I got a cough again. This is unprofessional, but I can't mute the mic like I did before. My sickness is not 100% gone. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to catch it. Good job.
Just like I said before, I just hope they do it realistically. Like, how are they going to feed themselves? I hope it's not just some, like, how are they going to get oil? Because Japanese have no, you know, natural resources. So, I hope it's done realistically, and I hope it's not just some wonder, like, technology has solved everything. Like, we don't need oil because we're all using water for gasoline or something. Or, you know, we don't need... We're reading Soylent Green now, so that solved all of our food problems. If you don't know what Soylent... If you don't get the Soylent Green joint joke, do a Google search for...
It's people!
It's a movie from the 70s that everybody should watch. Soylent Green. Check it out.
Yeah. Where they were playing a very high-tech computer game in their home with a arcade cabinet that was the size of my bedroom. Yeah. In the future, there will be robots.
That was a good movie, though, Soylent Green.
I saw it once, like in primary school. But yeah, I remember it was pretty good. I don't like Charlton Heston.
He did a lot of, like, sort of sci-fi. Yeah. Not a lot, but he did some sci-fi stuff in the 70s. Like, Charlton Heston, you're thinking, like, Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
But he was in Planet of the Apes. Soylent Green. What else?
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
I don't First know. One. Anyways, we're going off topic again.
Yes, we are. But, I just had a look at the website of Vexil, and they were playing a really loud song, and I didn't want that to, like, boom into the mic while I was listening, so I closed it. But from what I saw, it seemed to be, there seemed to be lots of sort of mecha, stuff, Ghost in the Shellish kind of mecha. I don't know if it's just going to end up being a wannabe Ghost in the Shell or a wannabe Appleseed. From what I experienced from Appleseed, I just thought that was a film that seemed like it didn't want to be anime. It just wanted to be like a Jerry Bruckheimer film, and that really hurt it. So, you know.
All right.
I'll check it out. So, cool. I think we should
move on to the preview of the fall season, and then we
preview,
can wrap up the
that's
show.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Excellent that we wrap it up, or excellent that we finish it.
My stomach hurts. Yes, I love my
He
job.
Loves his job.
Ow! My Buccaneers! Please join me, Cancer, on the Upper Paddle Podcast. This weekly podcast features geek news, reviews, and rants in the subjects of anime, video games, and movies. I share conspiracy theories, the Smurfs are communists, random facts. There are more bald eagles in the province of British Columbia, Canada, than there are in the entire United States of America, and Podcast Peak gives us the pirate perspective.
Arr, this steering wheel be driving me nuts.
So go to uppapaddle.com or search for uppapaddle in the iTunes directory. Tens of listeners can't be wrong. Pick up a paddle. It will be glorious.
Alright, so on to the next. Before we get to that, I'm just between takes here, just mentioning to Dane here how I'm watching Braveheart on the CBC late night movie, and just commenting on the fact that how great the movie was, or is.
Braveheart?
Yeah. I was watching this scene
where
that's
one of my favorite movies.
The king, Longshanks, threw the his son's ass clown friend out the window.
Spoken like a true historian, Mr. Sirockwood.
Well, I can do that too. But yes. I'm just doing it. It's my new blue collar speak. You know. But
oh, that's right. Maybe 1 week later, you'll be like, "Hey, how you doing, eh?"
Yeah. But no, I'm
Let's have a beer and watch the Gretzky game, eh?
Gretzky game. No, but, yeah, I remember I was just saying that. Remembering that, ever watch that, like, History of Britain? There's a British, it's a great series called The History of Britain by a British historian. And I sent you the DVD. Did you actually watch it, or was it like Deadwood, where you watched the first episode then gave up?
Well, I didn't watch Deadwood because I didn't like it. I watched the first episode. But, you know, obviously I like history, and I really did like the Britain one that you sent me.
Yeah, it's friggin' awesome. So I encourage everyone.
I'd like to see Dream of Rome, but I still haven't seen that one yet.
That's awesome too. I recommend that to everyone. Dream of Rome and the History of Britain. The same guy who did History of Britain has this. He's doing the History of Art now, actually, or the Power of Art. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Power of Art. It's a series on PBS, but I can never seem to figure out what time it's on PBS. So I just seem to catch an episode here or there, but. Art doesn't interest me as much as history, so I haven't really been, you know, that eager to see every episode. But it's pretty good as well. Anyways, we're getting off. I brought that up because just saying how this is one movie, you know, Braveheart. I've forgotten how good it was, and I was thinking.
It blew me away when I saw it. I was 15 when I saw it, and it was instantly like one of the best movies I'd ever seen.
Yeah, and you said you had the DVD, right?
I really bought it. You know,
yeah, he didn't just pirate it like everything else he does. So, yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Boy, I'd like to buy this DVD. And then, now it's like, you know, with HD DVD and Blu-ray, just like it's already here, and the prices are not that bad. It feels like a waste of money now to buy anything in regular DVD when you know.
Yeah,
it's going to be obsolete in a year anyway.
Like the Lord of the Rings extended box set.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to get.
I bought all of that, and now it's like a waste of money because you're going to have to get them in high def anyway.
Some lesser movies, maybe, you know, you're content to have it upscaled into high def from DVD.
That's like anime,
but for Lord of the Rings.
I mean, like, I know people are like, anime? But yeah, I mean, it's just drawing. You know, there's a certain point where the resolution maxes out, I think.
I have watched some high... because I got, like, a wide...
What's his name?
Monolith. Yeah. Monolith, yeah. Well, I've got a widescreen LCD monitor here. So, and it's actually bigger than my little TV. I've got a projector too, but my projector isn't hooked up to anything that plays high def. So I downloaded a high def anime, and it did look pretty darn awesome, I have to admit. It's like, you know, moving pictures. I know.
But you get to a certain point, like I mean, a monitor is like you get a 46-inch or 40-inch in that range television. We've discussed this before, but I think you'd be hard pressed to tell the difference between an anime DVD and a high definition anime. Maybe you could see a difference in like the stuff with the big budgets, like the Ghost in the Shell movie, not necessarily not the TV show, you know, like big budget movies. But for
the TV show's got like, exceptional
if you've
animation
got,
also.
But yeah, but it's not up to the quality of a movie. But something like Love Hina, you know. You're not gonna see a difference, I guarantee it. You know, between especially like on televisions, I mean, like high definition Blu-ray high definition is, you know, 1080p, okay, which is 1080 by like 19.1980, something like that, like that's like full HD,
full high def.
But a lot of televisions aren't even capable of displaying that. So,
a lot of them are just
1080i.
Yeah, like 1080i or even 720p.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get too much into the minutia here. All I'm saying is, first anime, I could probably buy an anime DVD right now, and I wouldn't be too worried. But for like movies, you know, I'm not gonna bother. I'm gonna wait until you know, Blu-ray's a bit cheaper, and whoever wins, you know, wins, and then I'll buy one of those, and that's that. Maybe I'll just join in and fuck it. I mean, you know, this fall I'll be buying tons of stuff. I might just buy a Blu-ray because I'm tired of waiting, you know. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you know, whoever ends up having this Star Wars Tech Talk, and Lord of the Rings.
So we should get back to the preview.
Preview talk. Okay, well, for those of you that listened last week, we went to a website that I discovered that I didn't even link to, which was Star-Crossed Anime Blog. Although I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of you, if you are remotely sentient, you would have just typed Star-Crossed Anime Blog in Google anyway and found it. But I'll link to it anyway just for
we
the,
skipped a lot of this
your
stuff,
convenience. We didn't skip as much as you would think. We started to do towards the end because there was... Because I discovered a recurring theme, and that recurring theme
Moe
was
sucks
that...
We need to move.
Just even if I couldn't read, I would discover a recurring theme, and that is three high school girls looking up at the camera emotionally with cherry blossoms in the background. Or in the case of Kodomo no Jikan, three very, very, very preteen girls...
For like the
looking seductively at the camera.
It's got to be a pretty large pedophile subset of the anime community. I mean, like what? Like, is there? I don't know. It's just disturbing. We talked about this last week, so never mind.
Yes, I know. But I know it brings out our inner emotions with all this sort of stuff. And yeah, I mean, it is as far as TV goes. It looks like a pretty relatively lackluster season, because even the stuff that looks good, most of it is just such a retread of what's already been done, or genres that have already been done. You know, if you're going to make a fantasy, and fantasy is my favorite genre, but instead of having, you know, a pouty princess, I don't know, why don't you have like a recovering alcoholic knight who was disgraced and
yeah, like an Annie hero.
Why don't you have someone
interesting? Or
yeah.
Have like
and
a,
I was thinking about this last
like
night
a huge
when I
slut.
Was. yes. Well,
oh,
I was
yeah.
watching
yeah,
Spriggan.
Yeah, yeah. I see
the
that,
other
that,
night
that was,
on
DVD. I don't
DVD.
Remember how that was, but
and,
I've seen it.
Well, you know, I mean, it's good if you're 17. You know, it's like it was basically anime's Hollywood movie, and it was successful for that reason, but. I'm thinking here, the main character in Spriggan is like 17, which is
I don't know why they always do that. Why? I go back to like all these stupid shows. It's
well,
always like
I thought
high
of a
school
good
boy
argument.
Stumbles into the Gundam, or, you know, or whatever. It's always something like that. Why can't they have? I don't know.
I thought of a very good argument for the point you're making, and that was that if you're going to have a 17-year-old character. The character is going to be
like the emotions
very
haven't
shallow,
fully developed yet.
Or is going to lack. They're going to lack the depth.
Yeah.
Because
if you ever met like have you ever met a 17 or 18-year-old who wasn't
hurt
a jerk
or experienced?
Like honestly, like now that you're older, I mean most of them are just jerk offs.
Yeah. I'm
so I don't know the ones that I've met. There's.
Well, I mean. We play a lot of games, and you can always tell
the
age
of the ones that are assholes are always like, you know,
but
in their teens, or maybe like 20 at the most.
Now, 17 or 18-year-old girls, on the other hand, okay, well, no, that's a whole different tangent. But, I mean, basically, yes, you're severely lacking, you're going to be severely lacking in any sort of characterizations or narratives. Of your character because your character will not have many inner demons at the age of 17 because
you know
the character's going
to
be lacking
gonna
a lot of things
like,
that make an interesting character.
Evangelion and say, oh, but look at these
Definitely.
Guys. They were kids thrown into a situation and they were overwhelmed and you had Shinji and that's why I hated that show because first of all, it was nonsensical. It was a bit like... What was that? I think it was Orson Scott Card. Who does Ender's Game? I don't know. It was a bit of an Ender's Game ripoff anyway.
Oh.
And, I don't know. I discussed that at ad nauseum, why I hated that show. Go back to one of the first episodes just to hear about my hate of Evangelion. Yeah. But I can summarize it as Shinji, annoying whinger, and completely unnecessary. I mean, you know, you could have... And there's no reason for those girls to be... Like, they look like they're... Yes. It could be 20, 21. That Rei chick was like... had like no personality. Had like it vacuumed out of her. You know, so she could just as easily be... Yeah,
yeah, she
like,
is probably one of
14.
The most masturbated
like,
over characters.
The only reason to do that is
to...
I don't know, marketing? Is that the reason? Because your audience who's buying this shit is 15? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, when I was a teenager,
I
liked Star Wars
when I was
and stuff. And
at the height of
you know, Han Solo is supposed to be this grizzled 30-something, right? Or Indiana Jones. So, I mean, there's no reason, like why yep. that set couldn't, like, you know, actual sort of, like, role models who are older.
Well, all the greatest characters from fantasy and sci-fi are grizzled. Think of, like, Snake Plissken from Escape from New York and Escape from L.A., you know? He's just this really pissed
off,
grizzled bounty
hunter.
Yeah,
you know what? The
anti-heroes
are always the most loved. I mean, Han
and
Solo,
everyone loves
Indiana
him for it.
Jones, Mad Max. Mm. No.
I thought you were going to say Magnum P.I.
Come to think of it, Magnum P.I. Yeah.
I liked Magnum.
I mean, all those sort of... And,
yeah, I enjoyed Magnum.
So everybody likes an anti-hero. Yeah, there we are.
Detective
Tony
Sipowicz
Soprano.
From NYPD Blue.
Or hell, if you ever watch Deadwood, you got the sheriff there.
So.
Or he becomes sheriff at the end of the first season, if you bothered watching. Bullock. It's...
I might
like one of the best shows
try.
Ever on television. You got The Wire, which is another show you haven't seen. You know, and you've got Deadwood. I mean, forget, like, better than The Sopranos. Anybody's listening, Deadwood and The Wire. Like, the first three seasons of The Wire are out on DVD, and the three seasons of Deadwood are out on DVD. I'm sure available at your local Blockbuster. Go get them. Awesome, awesome, awesome shows.
Well,
that's okay. Maybe we should wrap the show up and we
can the autumn season
save the preview for. Yeah, all right.
Well, actually, we don't have much to go through, so I'll. I think we just touched upon, and if as I said last week, if you want to go to Star Wars anime blog and have a look at what we're talking about
Minami
first, it might make things easy for you.
And then Tokyo Marble Chocolate in that area there.
We left. Yeah, we. We just got up to Night Wizard, but then we thought we would stop talking about Night Wizard because it was basically about a transfer student who goes to a rundown astronomy club, and then you know his eyes turn blue when he starts chanting mysterious words. It's based on a RPG actually, but
what this next one looks
interesting. Yeah, it's a bit cliched. I don't know how it'll turn out. Now, the next one is... this is a continuation of Armored Trooper Votoms.
I've probably
which,
seen it back,
you know, is
you know,
a mecha classic. And there's always been a little... Well, there's always been a mini-war. Always been a mini-war in Asia between Gundam fans and Armored Trooper Votoms fans. Armored Trooper Votoms fans always said, well, you know, this is better, this is grittier, the politics and all of that stuff is a lot better. You know, it's just a lot of people who have always argued that this is superior to Gundam. Now, I will always say that Yoshimitsu Tomino
it
is
says,
a pretty darn awful
it
director.
Says, according
and
to
the
this
best
guy,
Gundam
said,
stuff.
I've never heard of any of this
well,
stuff.
Remember, I...
Hinotori, Flag, Bukamatsu... I can't read all. God, these names are too long. But anyways, it says this means one thing for this OVA: lots of realism, and I like. And it's going to take 12 episodes, enough time for development. Yada yada yada. So anyways, realism. I don't know. That means good to me. I like realism.
No. I am talking.
Oh.
Yoshiyuki Tomino is the director of the original Gundam TV series and the other subsequent TV series. I'm speaking in defense of Votoms, is that, yes, I reviewed Aura Battle of Dunbine a few episodes ago, which was a Tomino-directed series, and I said what pretty much most people say is that he has huge pacing problems.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
He puts a 13 or 26 episode story into 52 episodes, and then he gets so pissed off because he doesn't want to make sequels, so he kills all his characters in tragic ways, and they just end up being really repetitive, and have a lot of expositional dialogue and whatnot. Whereas Votoms has often been hailed as a pretty darn awesome, gritty war story. And I've never seen Armored Trooper Votoms, but it's something I should definitely, you know, check out, because this OVA series, and I'm just browsing through the official website of the OVA series now, it looks really good. And I think I actually watched the first episode of Armored Trooper Votoms because they were streaming it for free, and I checked it out.
How so?
You know, it's if you're going to watch the original series, it's going to be very retro. But for people who like retro, like, well, you know, it's early 80s kind of stuff. So think Robotech or Macross, big boffy haircuts and afros and stuff like that. But that adds to the charm for me. But, I mean, if you're 15 years old and, I don't know, smacking your penis against a Paris Hilton CD or something, then...
Yeah. I just discovered
you're probably going to say, oh, it's too old!
Microphone lowering feature of my microphone, so you didn't hear my epic coughing. You're going to have to, when you're in post-production, you're going to have to edit out all my coughs.
Oh.
Please. I know you'd...
Well, don't worry. I mean, one of the most anal podcasts is about audio quality of Geek Nights, and even they cough. So, okay. Well, let's move down. Moyashimon. This will be a great... Oh, these things are already
stupid.
In little vending machines everywhere.
Yes.
But it's about a college student, like Watcher Angel, who can see bacteria fungus with his naked eyes. He enters Tokyo Agricultural College and enjoys a campus life with
very
strange
original.
Professors and friends.
Just the whole concept, very original.
I'm actually
just looking at the
intrigued
anime,
by this story.
These round little cute
and
guys
it's one
just made for, like,
yeah,
licensing and marketing. I can just imagine.
They're marketing, but they're bacteria. Thus, the whorishness of it is obsolete because
they are marketing
bacteria figurines.
Somebody
that is just hilarious.
I bet you somebody in marketing thought up this, and it's all worked.
Yeah, and it says
that
backwards.
It turned out to be pretty good, actually. I don't know. We'll have to see how it works out.
Yeah, well, it says that the bacteria is very cute, and the manga is filled with facts and knowledge about bacteria, like fermentation, like how alcohol is made. So, I mean, intriguing. I'll check that out. I hope, you know, now that I've said that, it'll probably never be subbed. And just like Gegege no Kitaro, all the things I want to see aren't subbed. Moving down, Maple Story, which is a popular Korean, massively multiplayer kind of platformer RPG, which... it's a Japanese animation, but it's a very popular Korean morgue.
What kind of morgue names itself Maple Story?
Anime series.
It's gotta
based
be for like
that.
12-year-olds.
I don't know if it'll be worth watching. Alex feels very patriotic.
But seriously,
towards the
aren't
Maple
like
Leaf
morgues like all cutting people's heads off,
misrepresented or misused in any way, shape, or form? Well, the morgue kings of Korea, so I don't know why it's called Maple Story, but, I mean, half the names that are translated, I just have no idea how.
Definitely not up my alley, but maybe if it's, like, if it's marketed for, like, 10-year-olds, I don't know. Depends on the... I don't know, it's not for me.
Yeah.
If you're 10, maybe you'll like it. All right, next.
Yes. Well, the other one is kind of it looks kind of Hinduish in its art, although I can't see it clearly here, so it's called Yumi Damaya Kidan, which is about some girl who enters her younger brother, who's two, his dreams, and sort of exploring the dreamscape.
Yeah,
and
I'll
the
say.
Images shown here are very dreamlike.
I don't know what
themselves.
To make of this either.
Yeah, so I don't know. Might,
looks,
might
looks
be,
like
it
a still from like a yes. manga. So.
Okay, here we.
So I don't know. It could
yeah,
be.
It looks like a like a cover.
Huh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But
all
a
right,
production
well,
IG
we'll
are behind it, so it should be technically very good. It's a TV
but
special,
an
11-year-old, I believe. So that means it will probably be like
it's probably gonna be marketed
movie
for
length,
kids.
And that'll be it.
No, that's true.
Well, you know, so are Miyazaki's films, but he's one of the few people that can make engaging 11-year-olds.
Oh, that's horrible.
So moving along is another super cutesy moe show. Aw, so cute. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say all cute stuff is moe, because there is
but
a lot
there
of
are
cute
a lot
stuff
of, like,
marketed
bizarros
towards girls.
Who go into that stuff too. I mean,
which is fair enough.
Yeah, you know? like a show that like Cardcaptor Sakura, which is like
yeah. Well,
a show
I mean,
for,
yeah,
like,
but that'd
you know,
be
for show for little girls essentially. But there are a lot of like I don't know weirdos who go into that as well. So.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, you know, it's okay if you enjoy it for what it is, but if you're just doing it so you can, you know,
I don't know.
If,
if
TV
you're like,
after
if you're like
a
40-year-old guy living in your mother's basement,
you can see a bit more skin
watching
or something.
Cardcaptor Sakura, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with you. I hate to break your
yeah.
bubble.
Yeah. Well. This is the shoujo show. I don't think it's really moe. It's more for girls, but it's about a girl that finds three little eggs, and in the egg is a cute little girl who can help her change to be into something else. In short, if you got kids, you know, this might be a good one to show them. If you're just showing it to your kids so that you can watch it, I suggest you seek counseling and fast. So, and now the blogger here at Star-Crossed Anime
yeah,
Blog.
Yeah, you know, when I first looked at
this
picture,
has put
this
in the top four
thought,
looking
oh my God,
forward
like,
to. It's called
some
Blue
woman
Drop.
And her skirt's being lifted
yet
up.
Another.
Like, oh my God, another pervert show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
And you look at it more closely.
That's what
like,
I
oh,
thought.
Okay,
so it's actually another girl behind her.
This is a weird picture,
eh?
I'm like, because you're so used to all these like, hyper-sexualized anime chicks. It's what you expect. Like, in any other situation, your first thought would be, oh, it must be somebody standing behind. No, it's somebody lifting up her dress. How distasteful. But in this, in this is the opposite. Your first thought is, God, another chick with their dress left.
Yeah, the lecherous
oh, no,
arms
somebody standing
on the
behind. You know? Anyways.
Well, it's an original concept. Now... If you look at it, you think it's just going to be another sort of high school girl show, but it's actually like a sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
It's about an isolated island, which secretly had some sort of alien crash, and a lot of the aliens are masquerading as kids. Wasn't there Roswell? There was that show Roswell. Maybe it's like that.
Yeah, now you meant now that I read through this more carefully,
this one
I'm just
have
looking
promise.
At this.
Check
girl
it out
with her,
anyway.
What I thought, skirt lifting up, it definitely could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, alright, having read this more carefully, okay, so this show is about an alien who comes to Earth to reconnoiter for an invasion. But why on Earth? Okay, so you're an alien, and you're going to a planet, and your mission is to, you know, do some reckonance, you know, try to discover things about the society, and so you decide to disguise yourself as a high school boy. This is the logic? Does this make any? And then you decide to become involved with a girl at the high school. This is your reconnaissance? If you were doing reconnaissance, wouldn't you, like, disguise yourself as just, like, an average, like, adult? so you can be taken like seriously, not as a kid, and be, you know, dismissed, and you, as an adult, you can walk around and like interact and like take a job. I mean, this is become like the whole premise is like, this is what I've been complaining about. Was complaining about before. This whole thing is just marketing. They make him a high school boy so that high school students will buy this anime or watch it. Yes. You know, I mean, like, if this was an American TV show, you know, American shows have similar, like, TV shows have similar plots, right? It's, you know,
usually
like,
the actors are like 37.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like a, remember that show, there was, years ago, there was about an alien who comes to Earth. This is like an 80s
Roswell.
Show. No, that's a bad example. That was a show. That's a good example, actually, because that's Roswell. That's a show, you know, marketed to teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Because it's about teenagers. So this is the same thing. But, you know, as an adult, it reduces my interest in the show, in this anime.
Oh, you're thinking about Mork and Mindy, right?
Okay, there's Mork another and Mindy, epic. But later on there was another one, an alien coming to Earth.
Comedy?
No, it was a movie.
Oh, Frick, V?
Maybe, I don't know, my mother,
the mother
would know the
one.
Show. This is like, I was a little kid. But anyways, I don't want to get too sidetracked.
Yes.
Or more recently, they're doing like Journeyman, is a guy who can travel through time, he's an adult. If this was anime, he'd be 12 years old. Okay. another one, they have this guy who can live forever, another... Like, they're doing a lot of sci-fi shows for, like, guys, by the way, coming out this fall season on TV in the States. And the last few seasons, it's all been about chicks and their shows. And now this is, like, a really guy season. So there's Journeyman, about a guy who can travel through time. There's one about this, a vampire who is, like, an anti-hero. He's another adult. Again, this is anime. He'd be a 12-year-old girl in anime. there's another one
with
about
a big
this,
ribbon.
Yeah, and if this one, and there's another show, another sort of living forever one. It's called New Amsterdam, about a detective. You know, New York, you know, used to be, you know, a Dutch colony, right? And then it was, you know, and the British took it over and called it New York. So
New Amsterdam, the place that has the, they've got like a Dutch theme park there.
Fuck, man.
If so, look, I've been there. Cause
New Amsterdam is the old name for New York. New York City.
Oh, okay. Well, I know there's like a Dutch...
It used to be called New
Dutch
Amsterdam.
Land or something in America that I went to
colony.
When I was a kid.
And then the British took it over, renamed it New York. Anyways, so there's a show on called New Amsterdam about like a guy who's like immortal and he's like a detective. Of course, he's, you know, an adult. This is an anime. He'd be... a 13-year-old boy.
And so, he's in the McLeod clan.
You know, so, like...
There can be only one.
So this is sort of continuing that. This alien comes to Earth, instead of, like, I don't know, doing actual reckonance, he seems to, like, decide to, like, become a schoolboy and have, like, a love affair with this chick. And I don't know. I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, the concept... of like all these people, 800 people disappearing. Why? And then there's an alien doing reckonance for an invasion. And it all sounds, you know, interesting. But why does it always have to be, you know, high school? I know somebody's gonna email me and say, well, it's high school. It's all about marketing. High schoolers, they buy it. And I don't know. We discussed this like 20 episodes ago.
I'm recalling the very awesome sci-fi TV series, which was. Total Recall, 2165 or whatever.
2070.
Yeah, which was basically Law and Order and Blade Runner mixed together. And I could just imagine if it was like a new season anime, that it'd be like, you know, two high school kids who after school investigate cyber crimes or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
anyway. This is really beginning to bother me.
Yes, and me too. Well then, let's just move down to Tsubasa Chronicles, which is Clamp's.
What about Mok K?
Yeah,
Mok-K.
Not much. Another, well, okay.
A fantastic story about two sisters. Shizuru is a high school student who can see monsters, while her sister Mizuki. All right.
is so, easily haunted by these monsters. Together, wacky adventures ensue.
So, yeah, another show about teenagers who I can't relate to and don't care about.
The last one, second last one, Tsubasa Chronicles Tokyo Revelations, which this time is being done by Production IG, and it's basically a fill-in, not filler, but fill-in, because the TV series omitted something or didn't show something, or this is a continuation. Three-episode OVA, which are TV length. So this is the continuation. I think
it sounds
Tsubasa
interesting.
Chronicles, it's just all of Clamp.
Sakura, Saran, Free, four people arrive on a strange and desolate world. Meet a mysterious hooded group. Little can they imagine that the inevitable events will take place in this world will make their journey take a dramatic turn and change their lives forever.
It's all of Clamp's character designs, like Cardcaptor Sakura, but put into a new setting mixed together.
I don't know. So I mean, this, you know, three people get sucked into a different world.
It's never happened before.
Yeah, what an original idea. Not.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It depends how they take something that's been done 1,000 times before.
If
all the characters look like they're 13 years old, I'm not going to watch. But if it's like an adult drama, then I'd be interested.
It's not really. It's a fantasy, kind of a fantasy show.
Yeah, then I'll be skipping. There's nothing for adults. I mean, maybe Gundam 00, and so there's a couple. But it's all
for,
like,
Ghost
material for, like, pervs and, you know, anime and pedophiles. Or stuff for, like, teenagers.
Yes.
I mean, like, something
well,
like
the
Moonlight
last one
Mile, that
could
doesn't
also
come
be the
very often, like, an adult show. Or, what was that other one that I was watching? Darker Than Black.
Darker
Man
Than Black.
Even. Those were, like, you know, good shows for adults, about adults, for adults. Doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot of that here.
Well,
so
in thinking positively, Ghost Hound could be that show, because it is, although the character designs look a bit cartoony, it's done by Production IG, and the whole team, or a lot of the team, who did Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. The director is Ryotaro Nakamura, who directed Serial Experiments Lane and Kino's Journey. Both are shows which attracted a more mature audience.
Lane, yeah.
Especially Serial Experiments Lane. Yeah, so, it could be very promising. It's a supernatural series. Now, when I heard the title Ghost Hound, it sounds like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon from
actually,
the 70s.
Actually, it does look a bit like a Hanna.
Like, yikes, it's a vampire ghost hound.
This picture makes it look like a,
you know,
left, the character. It looks like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon almost. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, I guess
I don't know.
So.
I don't know what to make of it. Another kid in a uniform? Anyways, I got real no opinion on this. Not enough information.
I'm eating a mooncake.
You're eating an...
For those of you that don't know...
No, save it for the next show,
This could be a micro Tales from Asia. It's...
Save it. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Micro,
so,
as in 1 minute.
Stop recording.
Oh, and the phone ring.
Alright.
No, not for me. Okay. So, basically it's...
We need fodder for next week's
very
show.
Very quick. Mid-Autumn Festival.
All right. I'm going to stop recording, because that was just stupid.
Blathers Blather, promo number 1, take 23.
Do you like movies and television? Do you like science fiction and anime? If you said yes, then why not try Lather's Blather? It's the podcast by fans for fans. So head on over to...
God, what's wrong this time?
This is garbage. It has no flow, no grace.
Oh, you think you can do better, Mr. 23 Takes and Counting?
I was thinking more urban, to bring in the kids, you know? Here, let's try this. You had best be stepping off my grill, home slice, or else I'll call in all my homos from the south side, boy!
Sweet zombie criminy, I've seen polar bears that are less white than you.
Oh, you wanna fight me? I'll come right out of the booth! I'll put my foot so far up you'll taste shoe leather!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah? Well, come and try it. Come on.
Lathers Blather Podcast. Check out lathersblather.blogspot.com.
Everything you always wanted in a podcast, and less.
Ooh, I like that.
Kind of a micro Tales from Asia, which Alex is finally going to let me talk about.
Well, I was worried about, you know, saving material for next week's show, but we discovered that Dan has a holiday this week, so we can find time to record next week's show. We won't have to do it now.
Yeah.
A week in advance, like I thought we would have to do.
Yes.
So
I'm a bit showed out by the time the hour is up or the hour and a half. Mid-Autumn Festival is a popular festival, in Hong Kong. It's one of the many public holidays that we have. Basically, and it's celebrated in Vietnam and China and other places also. Is, well, to celebrate mid-autumn, you do two things. You light up a lantern, and that's why you see many different beautiful paper lanterns.
Mid-autumn?
And, mid-autumn festival mid-autumn. Is...
Oh, by the lunar calendar, yes.
Yeah.
Must be lunar
Chinese
calendar.
Yeah. It's pretty... It's like any sort of cultural festival now, it's marketed up the yin-yang, so now you can get Doraemon lanterns. I'm sure Japan must have something similar.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Well, you eat mooncakes also.
You always have, like, in September, there's, like, Respect to Something Day.
Respect for Old People
Respect
Day.
For Old People Day, I think, is...
That's right.
They got, like,
well, you
the
don't
worst
run over
holidays
them with your
there.
Car for one day.
Respect for old people, respect for nature. It's always respect for something. Respect for children.
Why not... How about respect for, I don't know, Protection of Infants Day?
Yeah.
And all the Moe fans that have to
Yeah, that's
inside.
Right. Anyway, let's keep going with your stupid story.
Mid-Autumn Festival celebrated every year. I do love Mid-Autumn Festival. We always have a big party at the school where I teach at Mid-Autumn Festival night, and we play games and light up our lanterns and run around and et cetera, et cetera. And we eat mooncakes. What are mooncakes? Mooncakes are these... the traditional one is like a sweet, lotusy kind of paste in kind of a soft, cakey biscuit. But now, obviously, with modern technology, they've got lots of different mooncakes, like frozen mooncakes. And I'm eating a frozen hazelnut.
I remember
hazelnut
there was like a poisoned mooncake scandal. It was last year, actually, where it
actually,
was like... Mooncakes were made out of, like, newspapers or something.
No. This I actually wanted to bring this up, and I always forgot. Remember we talked about the dumpling, the newspaper dumplings.
Oh, that's what was it. That's right, the dumplings made out of newspaper.
It turns out that was complete hogwash, and it was made up by, like, the Japanese reporter who went there, and there was a lot of crap that went around. It turns out, that the newspaper dumplings was complete rubbish.
But I could have sworn there was something similar like that for, like, the mooncakes. It was, like, last year or 2 years ago, there was, like, really, like, a bad batch of mooncakes, or they were, like, leftovers from the year before, and they were completely horrible, and it was, like, very, like food poisoning. I don't remember.
Actually, I'll send you a link here, but it says that a Beijing TV reporter who confessed to fabricating a story that scandalized China about dumplings has been jailed for a year.
Oh, wow.
So, you don't want to go into a Chinese prison.
No kidding.
But basically, we all know that a lot of stuff goes on in China, like Disneyland and stuff, but honestly, it's not that bad. They're not going to tolerate people putting cardboard...
I don't know, man. It sounds plausible to me.
You've been living in China too long. Oh, sorry, you've been living in Japan for too long. where. But
they don't have the food safety standards. Anyways, I don't really, like the, no, they can't force
mainland
it.
China doesn't have food safety standards, but or doesn't have the.
They have them
food
in theory, but
standards.
They're not enforced. I mean, you they're should not see. Enforced, I was watching yeah. this news item. I guess they're talking about like lower China, probably like Shenzhen area. Like, it had the, you know, they showed you like there's people growing vegetables. And right next door,
oh,
like,
yeah.
a giant factory, or like they're spewing
no, no.
like.
I've seen some pretty awful stuff. Like yeah, growing. I remember.
Like in feces.
One...
I mean, it's nasty, man. I don't know how they can.
Yeah, well, you know, but Hong Kong reporters always love to. They probably love just as more than Japan to find these sort of scandals in China, so they're always onto it. But anyway, a mooncake is a thick filling usually made from lotus paste and is usually surrounded by a crust, and it contains usually salted duck eggs in the middle.
Duh.
So they're absolutely delicious. I don't really like the eggs so much, but I love the filling. And now they make different sorts of mooncakes, like green tea mooncakes, which are frozen, or hazelnut mooncakes, which, you know... nice.
You're kind of like obligated to like give like mooncakes or something, aren't you? It's a bit like, it seemed to me like it was a bit like Christmas cake, you know, or like fruit cake, you know, you get at Christmas, you get this fruit cake. Oh, thanks.
It's not something you really, it's not as enforced. It's not like Chinese New Year where you're totally obligated with mooncakes. I mean, with a lot of friends, unless you have a party, you know, you might bring mooncakes. But generally, me and my friends just seem to buy mooncakes for ourselves.
So, I see. All right, so that was a great Tales from Asia. Thank you, Dane. And before we wrap up the episode, I wanted to mention something I forgot to mention at the top of this. Was the Yahoo News article, NASA spacecraft finds possible Mars caves. So for a... space nerd like myself, this is really interesting news. Now you think, oh, well, who cares? You think about that, like, what does like every like sci-fi book or whatever have? They have like people living underground, so they could yes. you know, these could be, if they're big enough, you could just imagine. I mean, these could be, you could make them into, you know, places where, you know, you could small colonies built into them, depending on how big they are. You've got like instant shelter. So there we are. It's very interesting. And it said, you know, this article says there's, you know, it'd be possible for, you could find life down there or other interesting things. So
makes me remember Total
yeah,
Recall.
Yeah, right. Total Recall. Exactly. Says. Where were they living? Underground.
Corhagen, you've won. Give these people ear. I just used to love the way he said air. He'd say it like ear. Give these people ear.
Yes.
And we actually saw the elevator used in Total Recall in Japan, as I recall. Remember the Total Recall
elevator? Not particularly.
Elevator? We were in Japan and there was a lift that looked just like the Total Recall lift. And it just blew my mind.
In Nagoya?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, I don't know why it looked like the Total Recall lift or elevator, but it... I just made the association. I've got issues, obviously,
yes,
clearly,
do.
Don't I?
All right.
Yes. So, I think that pretty much wraps up a probably slightly longer than the past few episodes of Anipak.
Yes.
Now, past our, well, occasionally past our 100
That's
listener
right.
glory. Meanwhile, Anime World Order is like on 1,000.
That's just like 600 daily downloads. So God knows how many people are like listening to every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, slowly but surely.
Yes.
So to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah.
And for.
Yep. Mom, auntie, uncle, sister.
It'd be funny if it was just like a handful of people who download the episode like 10 times each.
I often wonder about that, because we get a lot of... Every day, there'll be some people who download, you know, episode 17. Why? Is it someone who listens to our show regularly and they just want to think, oh yeah, that was a funny episode, or I want to listen to that one again
or
something?
The stats are very strange. Anyway, so send us some emails. Yes. We really have been... I don't know, we haven't got... The only emails we get recently are like lottery spam. You have won $1 million!
Oh, they're
lottery spam, and it's so annoying, because you think, in the Yahoo email inbox, you're looking at emails, two. You're like, oh, we got two emails, that's great. And you get in there, it's like, you know, it's either a guy from Nigeria or lottery spam. It's very sad. So anyways, send us your thoughts on the fall season.
Yeah.
And the, on your disappointments or what you're looking forward to. For me, it's, I don't know, there's not a hell of a lot to look forward to. Maybe, I guess you can't count Moonlight Mile Season 2, but,
Well, yeah, you can. It's a new season show. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Macross one, and none of these blogs seem to even mention it, so, I don't know. But,
Maybe Kite Liberator.
What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, well, that's an OVA series, so... That's why I specifically said there are not too many TV shows I'm looking
Gundam
forward to, but the Armored Trooper Votoms.
But I don't know, that one could be, as I said before, last week's show. It sounds...
Could go either way.
It's again sort of like UN is great, and I don't know, just I said about this last week, it's just a bit too much like nonsense to me. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out. So thanks for listening. Please email us animepacific@yahoo.com or
we look forward to your emails. Any emails. Most of our previous regular emailers have migrated to the comment section, and you're also welcome to post comments there because, we welcome comments. Okay, obviously, if you're going to email me and say, I got a new, I got new Nike shoes.
Well, essentially, the difference is that really emails are for the air. And comments will, we've decided that comments are just like general chit-chat.
Yes.
We won't bother. Unless it's something really interesting, we're not going to read it on the air.
Yeah.
If you want it on the air, email us. Especially, new listeners who, we got, a bunch of hits from that Ain't It Cool News post. So if anybody's discovered us through there... Send us a link. I'll be curious to find out how you like the show, I guess. Anyways, thank you very much for listening. I'm tired. Goodbye.